Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Phew, what a weekend it was. What a weekend it was. Over at CPAC, all day Saturday, I'm going to tell you about some of the people I ran into. It's like a who's who of the Republican and the Conservative Party. And I'll tell you how this all happened the way it did, because this is a story within a story. But anyway, I am the captain, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am broadcasting, as I always do, live from Tampa, Florida, my flagship station, with tomorrow's news tonight. And remember, we're broadcasting great radio stations like our great affiliate up there in Denver, KNUS. And of course, you folks up here in Denver, you had the luxury of one of the finest run stations in the country. And then my pals over there in Orlando, my new friends in Orlando, thank you so very much for being so kind to me over the weekend and helping me out. And to the CPAC folks here, listen, you guys rock. You rock. And thanks, because there was some special needs I had to have, and they made sure they did that. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody, and I mean everybody, working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And that includes all of our nation's truck drivers, which, oh, by the way, we will have a report on the Freedom Convoy. And it's not just one convoy that's coming to D.C. There are three of them. Three of them. Nobody's got that story right, but we're going to straighten it out tonight. Okay, follow us on Facebook, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see what we have to offer. Well, let me see here. If the phone is working and the sun sets in the west, we should be able to get Kyle Warner, professor of politics, right now.
All right, yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
There you are. And I'll tell you what, they might stay out on the porch over there all night long, because we've got a really, really good night going on here. And there they go. They're starting to move off now. We got a really good night going here. It's 67 degrees and clear at the moment.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, we're at 55 degrees right now.
Okay. Well, that's okay. You'd have to wear a coat as long as it's not raining, right?
That's right.
All right. Would you be ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
And that, my friends, is the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America, which is something that we do here in the show. And if you don't like it, guess what? We don't care. We don't care because you're going to get it whether you like it or not. Now, I gotta talk a little bit here about CPAC because this was unbelievable. Now, I got a caller, so I guess what I'll do is I'll take the caller first because we'd like to get the callers, and then we'll go back. All right, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Picasso. I'm jealous. I'm envious.
Big deal.
I wish I was there.
Big deal. There's nothing to be jealous about.
It's good people, isn't it? Good people over there.
Best people I've met yet. Best people I've met yet. Hmm?
I thought you were going to stick me on the line. Are you going to lunch on Tuesday?
Of course.
Okay. That's all I really wanted. I wanted to get into politics with the global issues and the war.
Well, we'll talk about that after I get done telling about CPAC, because I've got to get into this, because I've got a whole bunch of people that are listening to me right now that want to hear their name mentioned. All right, Picasso, thanks for the call. All right, so Kyle, let's get back into it. You ready?
Absolutely.
Well, first of all, you never know who you're going to meet or how you're going to be situated. So picture this. You come into the main entrance to get into CPAC, and you got to walk by Radio Row and Television Row. Well, Radio Row's on the right side of center. Television Row's on the left side of center. So I'm in with all the Salem groups that are there, all the Salem affiliate stations and all of the independent stations that were there locally. There was a Christian station from Jacksonville. There was a station from another Christian station from Orlando and one other. Well, let's see, my group from Orlando was there. I was there. And right beside me was KNUS. 710 The Answer out of Denver. Right beside me. I said, you got to be kidding me. So I got a chance to go on the air on a weekend show and say hello to somebody that's really an avid listener who talks to this host all the time and says, did you hear what the captain said? Do you hear what the captain said? So that kind of made my day. So I got, you know, he had me on for 15 minutes and I talked. And you folks up in Denver, you rock. We love you. And then, of course, we had, let me see, who was down the other side of me? Oh, Jason, what's his name? Rance from Seattle, the guy that's on Fox all the time.
Right.
He was there on Radio Row. Tony Katz was there. I know him. Let's see. What the hell's his name? Frank Gaffney was there. He's from Washington. I'll tell a little bit more. Well, those are the radio guys. And then when I come back, I'll tell you who I ran into face to face. And I mean, you talk about running into people. This is like the who's who of who was there. Wow. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. And if I sound excited, boy, you bet I am. All right, I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. By the way, this portion is brought to you by, of the show, is brought to you by MyPillow.com. I not only met Mike Hubble, who is the chief financial officer for MyPillow.com, who was very much aware of who I was. I got to meet the big guy, Mike Lindell, face-to-face and in person, right there, about four doors down from where I was in Radio Row, with his frank speech television and internet radio operation. And by the way, it was on there for a short time. Now, MyPillow.com, of course, go over to the website, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, and click on it, and you will find out what they have for sale there and what the specials are. And I'll tell you, if you enter the promo code CAPTAIN, that's it, CAPTAIN, the promo code CAPTAIN, you will save yourself a boatload of money on whatever it is you want to look at over there. About 150 products, deeply discounted for your shopping pleasure. Now, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Remember, the promo code's always going to be CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. Go over there and check it out. Mike Lindell, the owner of that great company. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Okay, I dropped another name, didn't I?
That's right. Well, that's very cool, meeting Mike Lindell and talking with him.
He knew who I was.
Yep.
So does Chief Financial Officer. See, what was going on there was I was located in an area where my banner was up behind me. And then I had my coat that I had that's got the big emblem on the back that says, what's it say, ride, I forgot now, it's a motorcycle group that supports Donald Trump. 45 for Trump or something like that. I forget what it is exactly. Sorry, George. I know you're going to shoot me later. But anyway, that's what that was. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene came strolling by.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the hit of the party. She was the hit of the party. They really, because she's been lambasted for all these things that we now know were true.
Well, right. Exactly. Yeah, that was very cool. So she came by.
And then I had Matt Gaetz come by. He's kind of a strange individual because he doesn't really look at you. He kind of looks ahead to see what's going on. But anyway, Senator Rick Scott, an old friend that I helped get elected, stopped by the booth. John Kennedy, Senator from Louisiana. Hey, Captain, it's Senator John, your friend there from Louisiana. And then the other head of the party was Jim Jordan. He had people following him. He must have had 50 people following him, cameras and reporters and everything, trying to get an interview. And I got about 2 minutes. But that's all I could get. Now, guess who else I ran into?
Who's that?
Daryl Issa.
Oh, okay. Daryl Issa, yeah.
One of your guys.
California.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, I ran into, but wasn't able to stop, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He had an entourage, big-time security entourage, which I would expect. Ben Carson was strolling around, but he wasn't talking to anybody. Candace Owens was there. She was a happy-gappy camper. Representative Madison Cawthorn in the wheelchair, the young man in the wheelchair, he was there, and he was popular. And Richard Grenell, the former DNI and former ambassador to Germany, was there. Nigel Farage was there, the Brexit party leader. I know I screwed that up. But anyway, and then we had a professional auctioneer that was there, Billy Long, who auctioned out some stuff for the benefits for something. I don't know what. But anyway, Donald Trump Jr. was there. Kimberly Guilfoyle was wandering around. Glenn Beck was there, and he wasn't very far away. He was, because he was on the television side with the Blaze, I guess they call it. He was behind me and off to my left shoulder. But he was there, and he strolled by. And then, of course, we got a chance to Donald Trump, his speech just brought the freaking house down, brought the house down. And for anybody who didn't see the speech, you need to go Google that or do whatever you do to get your information, DuckDuckGo, whatever, and find the speech and listen to it. It's well worth the price of admission, free. But he hit the nail on the head and drove the point home. And if he's not running for president, Kyle, then I'm a billionaire.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, it certainly did seem like it. That's right. Yes, very much so.
And then I'm going to mention a few more names because these people are listening. I know they are. I ran into a fantastic congressional candidate from Georgia, Georgia number 6, up there, and Forsyth County, and the outskirts of Atlanta. Susie Voiles was her name, V-O-Y-L-E-S, Susie Voiles. And I told her I'd do whatever I could to help her get elected. So you folks listening to me on AM 920, the answer up there in Atlanta, she's the gal. I'll vouch for it. She sat down, talked to me for about 10 minutes, and I'll tell you, a constitutional conservative leader, and she's the real deal, folks, Susie Voiles, up there in Georgia, number 6. Then I ran into Ingrid Centurion, who is running in South Carolina's 1st Congressional District, and she seemed to be well on the ball, too. She's got a pretty good 48. She's retired military, number 1. Flew a helicopter, number 2. Lieutenant Colonel, number 3. That kind of put her up in my corner, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, right.
So we could relate that way. So I like former military running for office, which is why I'm going to tell everybody about the Florida 7th District and former Navy Captain Kevin Mac McGovern running for Congress over there. This guy hit a freaking grand slam home run with me. He is so on top of what's going on right now. If you people don't vote for this guy over there in the Orlando area and support him, there's something wrong with you. He will help us immensely with the experience that he's got, with the things that he's done. He's not only been in the Navy, he's been a highly successful businessman. Here we go again. Who else was like that?
Well, of course, that's right.
Yeah, Trump.
That's right.
And then I want to give a special shout-out to Sid Prescott, who I've seen several times at some of the rallies around. He's running in the 12th Congressional District. He's got an uphill battle, but he's a good guy. Give him a chance. His last name is spelled Prescott, but give him a chance. Listen to what he has to say, and you might be surprised. Now, next hour, I'm going to tell you about the issues people that came up to me. And I'm talking about the Electoral College, a group called Save Our States, not to be confused with the Convention of States. This is something a little different and a lot easier to manipulate. A lot easier to go on their website and work. And then I ran into an author of the Albert Plan was the name of the book, To Restore Election Integrity, Dan Albert. And that was quite an interesting thing. Listening to him, and then finally, you'll hear me next hour talk about the American Promise. And American Promise is an organization and a book written by Jim Rubens and a group that is really on top of what's going on right now. And they got a plan, and all these plans will work. Now, the big thing was, somebody said to me yesterday, they said, CPAC, they're all over there, and it's just a bunch of people running around all agreeing with each other, not saying anything new. They're not doing any critical thinking. What? Everybody had different topics. It wasn't like there was one topic. Everybody had different topics they were talking about. And at the end of the day, Trump's speech was when it all got molded in together. Now, obviously, there was a lot of conversation about Ukraine and what's going on there, and I've got to mention this. I hate to even get into this, but here it goes, because we are going to talk about it rest of this segment, as well as, and we've only got about a minute, and then in the next segment. But hundreds of people yesterday, Kyle, at least 352 civilians, including 14 children, were killed by the Russian troops, blatantly attacking the buildings or structures they were in when there was nothing happening to them from those buildings.
That's right. There is, you know, these are very disturbing reports, Captain, that we're getting out of.
These are war crimes, especially the kids in the orphanage.
Well, sure. One would think, of course, that there would be some kind of restraint with that, but we know, and we'll talk about this as you're saying in the next segment as well, but something is going on in terms of the desperation, perhaps, that's going on not only with Vladimir Putin, but with the forces on the ground trying to make some kind of progress, and they're not making it.
I saw some of the military shots that the people don't see on television because they can't show them. They absolutely tore up, with a couple of drones, tore up a 40-plus Russian convoy and just about killed everyone that was in it. And now we're hearing the death toll for the Russian soldiers, maybe well above 4,000, which has got Putin steaming in his boots. Hold the thought there, Kyle. Folks, will be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The United Nations is expected to take some form of action when they meet this week over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield on NBC's Meet the Press discussed the tools they can use against the Kremlin.
We can isolate them. We can isolate them in the United Nations. We can isolate them in U.N. specialized agencies. They are feeling that isolation.
She says a vote on a resolution in the U.N. General Assembly could happen as soon as Wednesday. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin put nuclear forces on high alert in response to what he deemed aggressive statements by Western nations, and the European Union has taken more action against Moscow, including financing weapons and other equipment for Ukraine. More than half of those polled by NPR, PBS, and Marist panned the job that President Biden had done in his first year. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Coast to coast and around the world, the torch of freedom shines brightly in the overnights at the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
And that was Jose Feliciano doing that for us. No, it was Jeff in Sarasota, and we thank him. Okay, now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, and boy, did I have to double up on Relief Factor Saturday. I'll tell you, but the problem I have when I go to do long events like that, and this was a long event, we were there at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we left at 8 o'clock at night, okay? Bill Bunkley, my pal, and myself. Bill is a local host here in Tampa on Faith Talk Tampa. On our stations here, my flagship station, as well as the Faith Talk stations. And he and I went over there, and he went one way, and I sat down to do what I did because I was the one that had the booth. But anyway, there you go. Now, Relief Factor is a part of my daily integrated health plan that helps the body reduce inflammation over time. And it works with me. And when my ankle and leg and foot start to swell up like they did on Saturday, I took that Relief Factor, and within 20 minutes, maybe 15 minutes, the pressure was gone, the leg went back down again, and it stayed there until about 6 o'clock at night, and I had to take the third packet for the day to get it to work because it started flaring up again, and it worked, and bingo, I was good to go. Normally, I only take it once, maybe twice a day, tops, because it's in my system, but when it starts to act up like that, this stuff will help you again, and you can't take too much of it. You know why? It's all natural. It's all natural. It's 100% drug-free, and It's a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So it only costs $19.95. Go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And give it a shot, $19.95. And while you're there, take a look at some of the other health products they have in there, because they got a complete line, and yes, I take their vitamins. Relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 and a three-week quick start. Now, on the vitamin side, I'm just going to tell you, I'm not going to tell you it's going to do for you what it's done for me, but if I wasn't taking those vitamins and taking a Relief Factor, I wouldn't be able to have the lifestyle I have and do the things I do. And people go, when do you sleep and all that? Well, I take cat naps, but I sleep. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Okay, enough of that, right?
No, that sounds good, Captain. Absolutely.
Well, I just had to get that out there because, you know, they explains if they pay attention, if they're paying attention and you hear what I'm saying, those products that I talk about, I use, they work for me, and there's a reason for it. So there you go. But anyway, Putin's back is against the wall, Kyle. You're right. And he's being forced into peace talks. You're right about that, because Zelensky and the Russians and somebody else are going to meet over on the western side of inside Ukraine, I might add, but over near the Belarus border sometime today to talk about perhaps stopping the shooting and maybe agreeing to something. What the something is, we don't know. But I can tell you that I'm hearing a lot of reports that Vladimir Putin is furious. He sent his army in there with about a 4 or 5 day supply of rations, food, beans, and bullets, right?
Well, that's right. That's why they seem to have used some of their, you know, even potential, you know, using their missiles sparingly because of just that. This wasn't supposed to be a drawn-out campaign by any stretch.
It's because the military wasn't supposed to be that good, but they forgot about something.
What's that?
Over the past 2.5 years, the United States military special forces have trained these guys.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Right, and that is a big difference, and also, Captain, the mobilization of the people in Ukraine,
yep,
who aren't in the military, but they're making Molotov cocktails, they're making improvised explosive devices. They are focused. There's only one thing they want to do, and that is to repel the Russians. They want to stop them. And they have, their hearts are in it, and they've got right on their side.
Well, they took one hell of a chance of that big convoy that they stopped over the weekend, which is another reason why things have kind of stopped right now, because about 30 clicks behind them is another bigger Russian convoy with tanks and big, heavy artillery and stuff to come in. They were the ones who were going to come in behind them and open up another little wider area there. But they're sitting back there because they got ambushed. They came down through there, and they got into one hell of a firefight with the locals and the military. They set them up. They brought in the drones, and they just picked them off one at a time. And there must have been 40 vehicles. I counted 30 as the camera moved along, but there must have been 40 vehicles that were destroyed, inoperable, by those drones that took them out, and they killed everybody that was in them. Everybody.
Well, and Captain, the demoralizing factor that can have on the other members of the Russian military, I think, is formidable. Also, when we talk about Putin with his back up against the wall, one might speculate that even at this hour in the Kremlin, there is a lot of infighting going on. This is a multiple pronged problem,
yeah,
for Vladimir Putin now.
Now, here's what I know that I can prove with no problem. There were, in the first 20 years of Afghanistan, we lost 2,400 Americans, right?
Right, right.
In the first 5 days of Ukraine, the Russians appear to have lost more than 4,000 of their troops. That is unbelievable. But the reason is simple. Putin did not outfit his soldiers with sufficient food or fuel to go more than 4 or 5 days, according to all the reports that are out there by all the think tanks and all the military groups. According to some of the soldiers, they didn't even know they were coming to fight in Ukraine until they got in the trucks and bingo, over they came. Or the planes, as the case might be, one up in Belarus and in they came. And others are conscripts that were just dragged off the street and said, you come with us, you fight no comrade. Not the force that you need to fight people like the Ukrainians, who, by the way, have been training for almost 3 years under American control.
Right. Well, exactly. Exactly. And I think what Vladimir Putin was counting on, he was counting on fear, intimidation, and simply the Ukrainian people giving up, Zelensky fleeing or being captured very quickly. This has really been, he's really underestimated this campaign that he's tried to wage. And I think, Captain, you know, he's gone a little bit too far at this point. I don't know how he's able to keep this going at a level where he would, in his mind, be successful. And that's where it becomes very concerning that we got the news earlier yesterday about Vladimir Putin putting his nuclear forces on special combat readiness, is what he called it.
Yeah, well, I got news for you. Do you know what that does to NATO?
What's that?
Does the same thing, and he does not want to mess with NATO.
Well, no.
He will lose. He will lose. He's got people that are prepared that are sitting right on his border that can launch things right into downtown Moscow.
Well, sure, sure. And I think it's really a tell, though. It's a tell to show just how frustrated and perhaps even surprised Vladimir Putin is. And also, Captain, more and more people are talking about the erratic nature, and we've been talking about it since day one of this whole crisis.
Something wrong.
The erratic nature that Vladimir Putin seems to be displaying.
Yeah, and Ukraine even managed to, believe it or not, folks, attack a Russian air base and put it out of service just across the border in Russia. Russia. Now, the losses and being stalled on his objectives have already forced Putin to offer talks in Minsk, which would have been in Belarus. However, then by the way, it was basically on his territory. However, since Belarus has shown they're in his pocket, letting him launch attacks from there, and then we now hear the Belarus military is going to come into it with paratroopers entering the fight, Ukraine has countered with talks at the border on the Ukrainian side. And the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, has said that they will be meeting there without any preconditions. Now, this is what he said. We agree that the Ukrainian delegation would meet with the Russian delegation without preconditions on a Ukrainian-Belarusian border near the Pripyat River. Okay, so we know that's going to happen today.
Right, and talks are better than no talks. How productive they might be or what they may center around. What concerns me, Captain, is Vladimir Putin's initial position that Ukraine doesn't have a right to exist. So if he's going to enter into any kind of good faith talks, one would think that that would have to change in some way, or at the very least. But again, it doesn't matter what Vladimir Putin thinks, because Ukraine has a right to exist. I think it's going to be based on what the practicalities are, because he's not getting the results that he thought he would get. And I don't think he's in for a long-haul war of attrition.
No, not at all. Hold that thought. Okay, folks. We're coming back with the first Truckers Highway Bible Report. I'm happy to report that so far, I've been watching the fuel prices all night long. So far, the price of fuel has dropped, gone down, not up, down. And I think what I can see is going on here is some of the producers are dumping oil onto the market. Remember, we talked about that last week. If you want to get the price down, dump a bunch of oil in it. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You know. right, everybody get ready to sing along. It's Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Days Gone By, but that was dancing music, folks. All right, your turn, Kyle. I'm telling you, the bell-bottom pants, the big fluffy shirts. And by the way, every now and then I see them come back.
Well, that's true. Yeah, everything old is new again.
Yeah, and the thing of it is that those were days when, okay, Coke was, maybe it was going from a nickel to a dime about that time. You could actually spend a buck and get two or three hamburgers, an order of fries, and a soft drink at McDonald's. And it was just unbelievable. And then we look back and people go, well, they weren't as smart as they were then. We're so much more better off. No, we're not. We were smarter then than we were now. You know why? Because if we had a dollar, we had a dollar.
Right.
For openers. If we had a dollar, we had a dollar. And when that dollar was gone, you were gone. That was it. No more. Go out and mow another lawn, right?
Right. Oh, sure.
All right. Well, let me get into this and then give it to you. Unsettled weather, folks, across the Pacific Northwest today. We do have some occurrences going on there. We've got some ice east of Seattle up in the mountains tonight. Now, it's no squall, but you might have some interesting adventure going on up there right now. And same thing with going across Coeur d'Alene on I-90 tonight. But there's another system coming in on the West Coast. Kyle's going to tell you about it right now.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We are seeing a new system come through. It's going to dump a lot of rain. It's going to dump a lot of snow. You just mentioned the Snoqualmie Pass, of course, up there in the Pacific Northwest. We definitely, in fact, you'll be hanging iron on Snoqualmie Pass tonight. It's 31 degrees. You need chains, and it is snowing. Also up in Stevens Pass, White's Pass as well. You definitely are going to be seeing a lot of snow, according to the forecast there. We're seeing also, Captain, a lot of active rain right now all around Seattle, south of Seattle, down to Portland, also where Richard the Marine is. He chimed in earlier from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, 54 degrees and raining. Mm-hmm. And it's also, we've got active rain and sleet heading all the way across I-90 there, all the way over towards Spokane. As you mentioned, over through Coeur d'Alene, you got sleet, you got snow around Missoula up on 4th of July Pass right now. We've got 34 degrees. They're reading rain, but of course that means it can easily change to snow, and that is in the forecast, this kind of weather, for the next several days up in that area. So 4th of July Pass, be very, very careful. Also in this area, we've got the continued avalanche watches, flood watches also, as you're in northern Idaho, also parts of northwestern Montana. And also you've got some high wind warnings around Helena, also around Great Falls tonight. Same story around Bozeman. You got a wind advisory there. Our friends in Cheyenne continue to have high wind watches and warnings there. Also heading out towards west of Laramie, up towards Elk Mountain, high wind watch there. Southern California also picking up some high winds, so especially if you might be heading through Cajon Pass, as you get into the early morning hours, you definitely could see some winds kicking up there.
Yeah, well, pretty much what we're looking at today, up along the northern part of upstate New York and Vermont and New Hampshire and the northern part of Maine, you've got very cold temperatures up there, temperatures in the single digits, and the further you get to Canada, could be some temperatures at or below zero. Now, you do have some rain in the forecast today over in the eastern part of Michigan, to include Detroit, and our friends over there listening to us on AM 660 over there in the Sandusky area. And then fog, North Carolina today. across about half of North Carolina, a little bit of fog in the mountains of South Carolina. Unsettled conditions could have some coastal fog tonight between North and South Carolina. There definitely is some going up towards the Chesapeake Bay. And we do have some windy conditions tonight to report right there off the ocean from Nova Scotia, again, down to Long Island. So you'll have some rough seas there if you're going out boating. Be careful. Unsettled weather conditions and could have some thunderstorms kicking up today in the northern part of Alabama, as well as right there along the Mississippi River, Memphis, Tennessee, over towards Little Rock. And a little bit of rain going on right now east of Memphis, probably around Jackson, it looks like. And then we do have some fog tonight to report. Right now it's right along the Gulf, but this time of the night it likes to move inland. So be advised that from Pensacola and Mobile west to New Orleans, you're going to have some fog. You definitely have fog right now in New Orleans over to about halfway across Louisiana. Then you pick up a little of it just outside Houston headed south. And then in Galveston, got some sideways fog that goes over into the higher elevations in Texas about 75, 80 miles. So they got that. And then we've got some possible fog going down into the valley tonight. So be advised of that. And please be careful. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J and where everybody can save a little money.
Well, yes, Captain, that's exactly right. You can save money and get great offers simply by joining the Drivers Club and then downloading the My Rewards Plus app to track your points. You won't be sorry. You're going to start earning points on everything that you buy, from your food, your fuel, and your supplies, and you're going to earn more points than you will with the other guys. So go to pilotflyingj.com. You'll find out more information. You can also use their locations function to find the Pilot or Flying J nearest you. And, of course, as we've been telling our listeners, Captain, there is a brand-new Pilot Travel Center that's opened up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and then also a new one in Fultonville, New York.
Yeah.
And so they're opening all the time, and they've got all kinds of great things to serve you as well.
Yeah, and I found out about that one in Fultonville. That's not new. That's the old TA. And Pilot bought the old TA there and refurbished it, fixed it all up. It was probably, I don't know, 40 years old maybe, and needed to be fixed up anyway. And they've really made it into something nice.
Well, that's absolutely. They've got 24 fueling lanes.
Yep.
They've got 55 other public parking spaces, 7 showers. So if you're coming in off the road, a long haul, you definitely can reserve one.
And
of
they have
showers
specialized. They have specialized parking there for the big guys that come in with the doubles, the 2 53-foot trailers that they can pull up there in the turnpike. They are the throughway. They get right up the throughway, right through the exit ramp, pull right in there, pull in a straight line, go in, do what they got to do, and then out they come. Because there aren't that many of them where they can pull in like that. They usually have to stop at a service plaza on the on the New York Thruway, and those can be very expensive.
Yep.
Hold that thought, Kyle.
That's right.
Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. I still got some more stuff to talk about here with Ukraine, because we heard from the mayor yesterday of Kyiv, and boy, I don't envy them at all. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.